Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud, 9:10, the last of the Perek, and the last on the topic of the laws of inheritance. Here we again have two people dying at the same time. It's a mother and a son. And we'll call the mother Leah and the son Reuven. Leah has no other children, okay? And she has no husband. She was once married to this guy Yaakov, but meanwhile, Yaakov's died or divorced her. So now the question is, who should inherit Leah's things? Now, there will be actually a dispute here depending on who died first. If Leah dies first, so the natural heir is her son, Reuven. On the other hand, if her only son, Reuven, died first, so then Leah's heir will be her father. Okay, we'll call him Lavan. So now, if Leah and Reuven both die, so now there's going to be a fight. Lavan's going to say, listen, let's say I want to argue, says Lavan, that my grandson Reuven died first, so therefore she died second, and the heir of Leah is me, Lavan, her father. On the other hand, Reuven has a half brother. Okay, the half brother, we'll call him Yosef. So Yosef is also a son of Yaakov, but from a different wife. Okay, so now if Leah died first, her heir would be Reuven. When Reuven dies second, so the money would then pass up to his father, Yaakov. And if Yaakov's not alive, it would then pass down to Yaakov's, let's say, other only son, Yosef. So Yosef and Lavan are having a tug of war over who should inherit Leah's stuff. So now, that's the situation. Says our Mishnah, Nafal abayis ala val imo. If both Leah and Reuven both die in the house, and we don't know who died first. So then, says the Mishnah, Elu ve'elu modum shiachaloku. Both of them, these and those, meaning Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, both agree that the assets that once belonged to Leah should now go equally between Lavan, her father, and Yosef, who is her son's half-brother. Okay, they're from different families. Also, there's no relationship at all between Lavan and Yosef, but since they both have exactly equal claims, there's no muchzak here. It's just a question of who died first. Their claims on her stuff are equal. And therefore, remember, just remember, there's no such... In the previous mission, we had Nechzes on Barzel, Nechzes on Malug, and Ksuba. None of that exists here, okay? Because she's not a married woman. It's just she has an apartment. So who gets the apartment? So they're splitting it because the claim that Lavan has on the apartment is exactly equal to the claim that that Yosef would have in the apartment. No, it's better than worse. Therefore, you divide it. And even Beis Hillel, who in the previous time said give it to the person who had the chazakah, there's no chazakah here, right? They're both, neither one is presumptively owner, just this woman was definitely the last owner, Leah, and so since they have equal claims, they divide equally. So on that Amar Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says something, this is like a literary flourish, meaning the previous line of Mishnah said, modem shiach loku, they all agree that you divide it. So he says, moda ani bazeh she anachasam bechazkasan. Rabbi Akiva says, you know what I agree to? I agree that Beis Hillel would have said, you give the property to the person who is the muchzak, who is let the property stay with its presumptive owner. So in other words, he's not actually agreeing to anything. He's disagreeing, but he's speaking like rhetorically, like when he says the moda, as if he agrees. You know what I agree to? I agree that nothing of a sort. It's hard to translate exactly. It's a rhetorical expression. But in any case, that being the case, Rabbi Akiva's position is that no, there actually is a muchzak here. And here's his thought. His thought is, listen, you know, Leah belonged to a family, you know, her family, like her loved one's last name, you know, was Capulet. And when she married, you know, Yaakov, she changed her name to Montague. So she was, you know, Leah Montague for a while. But then when he divorced her, so she changed her name back, so to speak, to Capulet. She identifies, she's part of the Capulet family. She's not part of, she has nothing to do with anything at all to do with the Montague family. She was married into it, but she's now no longer married into it. So she's totally disconnected from it. So you have now Lavan, who's her father, who's also a Capulet, is saying, I want her apartment. And there's this other, like kind of, I'll call him a random guy, you know, Yosef, who is a member of the Montague family, who says that he wants the apartment. So says Rabbi Akiva, listen, there's two families competing here, if you will, like her family and his family, meaning like the Capulets and the Montagues. And before she died, her last name was changed back to Capulet, so to speak, meaning she was identifying she belonged to her father's... She was a Capulet. She wasn't a Montague anymore. And therefore, it's the Capulet family who is the muchzak and not the Montague family, if you will. And therefore, when she dies, it should stay with the Capulet family unless the Montagues can give a bride to the contrary. And therefore, it should, says Rabbi Akiva, Beis Hillel would hold, according to Rabbi Akiva, Beis Hillel would hold that it goes to Lavan, the father, Capulet, if you will, instead of to this random Yosef Montague, who's like her stepson. Okay. Amar lo Benazeh. Benazeh says back to Rabbi Akiva, he laments, Al ha-chalukin anu mitztarin. It's bad enough, says Benazeh, we have to deal with machlok samtim Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and we're stuck not knowing what to do. I mean, yes, the halachos we follow Beis Hillel, but that's very regrettable that we have to go against the wise chacham of Beis Shammai. We're forced to choose, but it's a very sad situation, very unfortunate situation. So that's bad enough that we have these machloks, like we saw in the previous Mishnayos. Elish chaba'ata lachlok aleinu ala shavin. And now you, says Benazeh, says to Rabbi Akiva, you're making things so much worse. At least we had an agreement. In our mission, we have an agreement that everything should be divided 50-50. All of a sudden, you want to cause machlokas and say, no, 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 Beis Hillel didn't agree, and you want to make new machlokas between Hillel and Beis Shammai? No, that's a very bad thing to do, says Benazeh. It's a very sad thing to do. In any case, it's rhetorical. The halacha is like the Tanakama, which means like, which is Beis Hillel's, held that he agreed with Beis Shammai in this case, that you split the woman's, or Leah's apartment 50-50. Half would go to her father, Lavan, Capulet, and half would go to her stepson, Yosef, the Montague, so to speak.